Sir, could I see your voter registration card and your ID, please?
Yeah, just one moment, please.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, just
yeah. What's so funny? Is that, oh, did I give you the wrong card?
Yeah, well, could I have the other one instead?
Oh, yeah. Hold on just 1 minute. I gotta get it. Yes. It's stuck right in.
I think that. Oh, yes, that's. Yeah, I think that. Let me go get my supervisor. Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you!
What's going on, guys? Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 6th of November, 2023, in the year of Miss Allie Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts today, Mr. Larry H. Bader, that's
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oof.
I wonder if he's been drinking. Nope, it's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And joining me today is the 45-year-ian, the one who, y'all, he had big doings this weekend.
I had big doings indeed.
It's Big Friday, everyone. Hi.
Y'all. Y'all, it was old coal miners weekend, and
it sure was.
I was one of them.
Ooh. Y'all, Big Fatty stopped by the coal mine Thursday afternoon in his dancing shoes. He was just...
I did.
He was just... He was bebopping. He was ready to go.
I was ready to go.
And you had a big doings, big weekend, big...
I had lots of fun. You'll hear about it all on the Monday BFO. So...
maybe.
Well, yeah. Unsubscribed. Okay.
Right. Right.
Speaking of unsubscribed, a big shout out to Chris from New Jersey from Tennessee. He won't hear it.
I believe you mean Chris from Tennessee in New Jersey in Tennessee, but yes. You said Chris from New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't.
Poor Greg Hardy.
Definitely doesn't listen.
You know, by the way, the dementia is setting in.
Oh,
and it was quite obvious at my old coal miners gathering over the weekend. I'm gonna tell you something. Some of the old coal miners not looking so good.
Yeah, it's funny. I was interacting with some of the old coal miners from your big weekend, and y'all, some of them I thought were celebrating their 65th anniversary there at the coal mine.
Right.
So, they started on Thursday. Some of Big Fatty's fellow coal miners came by, and y'all, they wanted to show me a video.
Oh, yeah.
The big video of people who had died.
And
y'all, they had a tear in their eye. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, I had to hold it together real good during that because one of the old coal miners who was there, y'all, he's a lovely man. Well, both of them were, but one of them I have a tremendous amount of respect for because of some things he's done in the past. And he's also loaded, and I think he wants me to call him daddy sometimes. So
I believe he was the one that... put the video together.
His team did.
Well, yes, but yes, I mean...
He paid someone to do it.
He had lots of nice people to And he had lots of nice comments about you.
Well, hi, Daddy.
And so, I said, are we talking about the same Vader?
Right. Y'all, he...
You know,
he
was, the same Vader that gets into Knockdown Dragon? Oh, never mind.
Didn't mean to talk about that. Too soon, y'all. There was a slight human resources event over the weekend, but we won't talk... We can't talk about that.
I'm sorry. We don't talk about personnel matters on the LFC.
Correct. So, y'all, it was a fantastic weekend. Y'all, it was small crowd at Old Coal Miners Weekend, or at least smaller than we are used to. It was manageable, and y'all, we laughed, we cried a little bit, and we had a good time. Everyone was, y'all, I have never, there was a lot of alcohol drank this weekend. Let's just put it that way. People were, the crowd that was there, they enjoyed their cocktails.
The small crowd drank like a big crowd.
It's true. So, y'all, I had some wine at home on Thursday night, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I haven't had a drink since then. I sipped on a glass of wine for a minute on Friday, but was too busy to actually enjoy it. So, I ended up pouring it out. Actually, I poured it out Saturday morning because it was still sitting there. But
gross.
Well, I mean, okay. I wasn't
right. Well, you know,
it. Some people pour anyway, but so
some people just pour it down the gullet.
Right. but y'all, it was an absolutely exhausting weekend. We're recording this. I'm still in my pajama pants, on
y'all,
Sunday.
Let me take it from here. Y'all, I'm out on the nipple walk this morning. Vader, are you available to record early? I said, sure, I'm on the nipple walk. And he says, okay, well, this morning would be great because, you know, it's going to get dark early and I don't want to have to stay awake.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Y'all,
he is the earliest of the early birds now.
Y'all,
by
got
the way,
home
happy return to standard time.
Ugh. I despise it, but got home Saturday. Y'all, I didn't get home super late. I want to say it was 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah,
had to make a couple stops on my way home.
Right.
And because y'all, I got to take the jalopy to get serviced on Monday or Tuesday. She's got a nail in the tire, but...
Well, at least it's better a nail in the tire than a raccoon in the grill.
That's true. Okay. But y'all had to stop and do a few little things, pick up some stuff. But y'all, I got home and I was like, some people would pretend, y'all, my coworker, we'll call her new mother. She was like, oh, I'll be in bed at 8 o'clock. And I said, well, I'm not going to even pretend that I'm not going to go home and take a nap. Y'all, I laid down. The jar was texting me. And I said, he said, you made it home? And I said, yeah. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, oh, I'm going to take a nap. Y'all, I laid down. I woke up at 5:30. So,
is that PM in the afternoon or AM in the morning?
And somebody via one of the text messages that I'm in was like, oh, you're not going to be able to sleep tonight, y'all. 9:30, started dozing. 10, I was probably out. Woke up on the sofa at 2 a.m. in the morning. I don't know if that was 2 a.m. Daylight
is
savings.
Is that before or after? Right.
I don't know, but got in the bed and slept until 9:45 a.m. this morning. So
now, when you woke up, did you fall back?
I did.
Okay. Then you had already switched to standard time.
I don't know. I have no idea. I looked at the phone. Y'all, my eyes, when I fall asleep like that, I can't see shit when I wake up. So I, because my contacts were still in. So I couldn't really tell what was going on. I went in the kitchen, put a little more food in the gullet because I realized I'd never had dinner. And ended up getting in the
fat and asleep.
Y'all, and I slept, let me tell you. So
woke up about a little after 5 this morning, and I said, no.
Oh, I did check on McFatty to make sure he was home last night, though.
I did. But that's about right for my body clock. So I went back to sleep and slept another hour and a half.
Well, you know,
it's good.
It was big doings this weekend.
It was.
Now, y'all, on Monday, I don't know if I mentioned this. Y'all, I had to go to the dentist on Monday.
El Dentisto?
El Dentisto.
Was your appointment at Tooth Hurdy?
No, it was at Ten Hurdy. And y'all, I'm on my way to the dentist, and y'all, I was not moving quickly, but I was on my way. I was in the car, and y'all, I get this testimonium from my friend Big Mama.
We know Big Mama.
There was Big Mama in the dental chair with my hygienist. We'll call her Christy. And I said, oh, Lord, Christy's got all the gays this morning. And so I was right behind him. And then y'all get a text from the jar. Apparently, I have a dental appointment at Tooth Hurdy this afternoon.
Oh.
And I said, oh, Lord. So y'all, the jar, myself and Big Mama all were in the same dental chair in the same day. So,
well, I'm thank goodness there was a large span of time between you and the jar. That way they could go in and fumigate and
right.
do the hazmat cleanup.
It's true. It's true. Because, you know, I was there for a periodontal maintenance visit. My appointment was quite long. I was there for about an hour and a half. I love my hygienist because she is from, Ravenel, South Carolina. She is from the country. And y'all, I don't think she'd ever been exposed to the gays. Until she started working at my dentist office with the good dentist, nonetheless, which everyone loves because he's so good. But then y'all, we all started seeing the good dentist about the same time. So she gets a full day of the gay every 6 months because we all have now ended up on the same schedule. So
now, is she good with the scraper?
She is really rough with the scraper, y'all. She is. Whew, she takes out those pent up aggressions on my gums. I'm pretty sure.
You know,
but
you got to watch out for that plaque buildup. Larry Clay has to deal with the plaque buildup every year in the spring, doesn't he?
Yeah, Larry Clay has a lot of issues with the plaque buildup these days.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why we, you know, we try to do things to help him out with the plaque buildup, a little rinse here and there. But
exactly.
Yeah. So, well, how was the rest of your week? Anything big? Any big doings?
No, I you know, it was all old coal miner week, and I was going to make me some chili. You know, some meat chili, but it's been nice and cool. The weather was perfect.
Y'all, it's been nice and cold in the morning.
Yes, but it's going to heat up this week.
Y'all, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for it to warm back up. I don't mind cool, but y'all, I had to pull out the heavy jacket on Thursday and Friday morning because y'all, I was leaving the house. It was like 40 degrees when I was walking out the door.
So did it look like you were in swaddling clothes?
It did, y'all. The coal mine, y'all, I have a coal mine themed jacket, you know, that they buy us to wear. And I only wear it 2 days a year. And that's for the 2 days of old coal miners weekend.
Right.
And y'all, that jacket could not be a less flattering jacket. I don't know that one exists. It's cut really weird, and
if there is one, Mr. Cackle, I'm sure has it in green.
Right. Or, could you, Mr. Cackle, could you let us know? Because I'm sure they'll want to order us new jackets here any day now.
Yes.
He has
21 of them. He has 21 of everything.
Well, that's true. He probably does.
Yes. No, he does. He's admitted it.
Y'all,
breaking news.
Y'all, I was talking to Christy, my hygienist, about the Mr. Cackle approved mouthwash.
Yes.
And I was saying, you know, it's so hard to find it because they sell out. And she just sat quietly and listened. Y'all, she said, you need to tell Mr. Cackle that he needs to read the label on that mouthwash. And I said, well, why is that, Miss Christy? And she said, because it's not mouthwash, it's breath freshener. It actually doesn't help your gums at all. She said, anything scope is not actually appropriate, is not good for your gums. It doesn't help. And I said, oh, noted. So, so that's an update on the Mr. Cackle.
Well, thank goodness it's hard to find. That way you don't have to throw away lots of it.
Right. Well, I don't have, you know, I don't know anyone who has a shelf in their closet full of that mouthwash.
Well, you know one person who does.
Oh, ooh. So, y'all, I stop. Yo, there's a new Dollar General near the Vader family compound.
Oh, how I know you love a coupon.
And I had never been in there, but on Wednesday night, I don't know, one night, y'all, I had to run the dishwasher, and I kept forgetting to buy the dishwasher pods. Mm. And I said, you know what? They'll have them in there, so I'll stop. It's Halloween. It was Halloween-y night.
Well, you know, and you know, most of the folks hand those out to the kids.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I would trick or treat if they were handing out dishwasher pods or laundry detergent. I would be, y'all, it would make my day just to stock up on that. But y'all, I was supposed to go to the villa for the Halloween festivities. Now,
yes, you canceled on us.
I did, and boy, I didn't regret that. But the jar gave me a report. He said, I'm giving you content. Yeah, the things he gave me, the NIP content he gave me, I refused to repeat.
So, right.
I was like, I can't use that. That is not coming out of my mouth, even if it is reporting what the NIP said. So,
right.
But y'all, I left the coal mine late, and it's probably 7 o'clock. And,
well, we were done with the trick-or-treaters by 10 after 7.
Right. And and y'all, the other reason, I knew I could swing by, but the other reason I didn't want to is, y'all, I don't like driving in Fat Acres in the dark with the children's, because y'all, they're everywhere. They are
everywhere.
And I'm afraid I'm going to run one over.
Yes.
And so I don't like that. And then,
well, the old people don't like to drive at night. Anyway.
Oh, I don't. Y'all, the jar and I are going to Vegas. Have I mentioned that?
No, this is news. Is this breaking news?
No, because we talked about it last week.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas, and y'all, we have a special guest joining us. And Big Fatty asked some questions last week.
So, I still haven't figured out who it is.
Well, you asked some questions. Do you have any more questions that you could ask to help identify this person?
Well, I don't remember what I asked. Review what I know.
Well, last week you asked if it's someone that the jar had met. And I said yes. And it is also someone that you have met and know well, actually. You know this person better than me and the jar is the other. Well, you and I are probably neck and neck at this point, but you have certainly known this person longer than the jar has known him. So, yeah, and it's a male, obviously. We are not taking any cunty females. That is not directed at either of our two female listeners.
Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Mrs. La 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 La.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So yeah, I'll tell you that. I don't think it's a secret. And actually, I meant to tell him, hey, don't tell Big Fatty when you talk to him, because, it's
okay. So it'd be somebody that would be talking to me.
Mm-hmm. You know this person well. In fact, I'll give you one more hint, and this is the last hint today. You've spoken with this person I know in the last 10 days. So.
Yeah. Are they the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not taking any cunty females or any non-guy with us to the Lost Wages. Or any coal miners. I need that Jeopardy thinking music. Y'all, if you could see Big Fatty, he is deep in thought over there.
I am.
He's scratching his teeth.
I am.
Gosh.
Do they live in Charleston?
No.
Okay. But I've spoken to him in the last 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah. So that's coming up. But y'all, while Big Fatty thinks about that, I'll tell you the reason I brought it up is because y'all, we don't land in Lost Wages until 8:30 p.m. in the evening.
Ooh.
And we have a rental car, and the jar does not appreciate, I don't think, that I am y'all, the thought of getting on the bus, because if you've ever gotten a rental car in Las Vegas, it is not at the airport. It's you have to take a bus. And it's actually a decent bus ride, too, because it's probably, what, 2 or 3 miles to the rental car center? It is not at the airport.
Yeah.
But y'all, I'm going to be picking up a rental car, an electric rental car.
Or similar.
In the dark. Right. So I said, y'all, and then we got to drive all the way to the motel in the dark. And I said, you're going to have to help because Las Vegas, y'all, it's not easy to drive in Las Vegas.
No, it's not.
I said, there's a lot of, because of the desert, they don't paint the lines always. They use reflectors to mark lanes and to mark turning lanes and stuff. And it's fine in the day, but when you have a little bit of the impaired vision in the evening, it's not easy to do. So we're doing that. And y'all, the jar, bless his heart, y'all, the jar, he's ready. He's ready to go. But y'all, he's never flown with Mr. Vader. And, you know, we do not take air travel lightly over here at the Vader Family Compound.
No.
It is an experience that we would like to enjoy. So
yes,
we make a decision.
Is it Gay Country West? Ooh.
Okay. Well, you can keep thinking about it, and next week,
it's not coming to me.
I think it's so obvious that you would never guess it, and that's why I think it's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but y'all, big plans coming up. Now, Big Fatty, do you have big Turkey Day plans? And by Turkey Day plans, I mean.
Well, I usually, you know, the Nip and I go to our mutual friends, the Beverages.
Ah, right. The Beverage and the Beverages. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And so I think that'll probably be the case, but there's nothing confirmed yet.
Oof. What if they don't invite you? What if they say,
well, Granny always has a standing invitation.
Oh, well, no.
So I really hope they invite us.
Right. Y'all, I'm going up to Hatville to spend the day with Mother and Father Hat. They are, you know, not doing so great. So we're going to go spend the day with them. Y'all, they've been shopping. And so my father.
So they're not shut-ins then?
No, they're not.
Then they can't move to Walnut Hills. So.
Right, no. Father Hat has, you know, he was the president of not the Rotary Club, the
Kiwanis?
Exchange?
Rotary.
No, it's not one of those.
Elks?
You're getting closer, but Rotary.
Moose Lodge?
Closer. I can't remember the name of it, but y'all, they do fundraisers.
Water Buffalo?
Close.
Lions Club?
Much closer. This is the one that does things like educates the community on like the Constitution and schools and stuff. And
oh, right. American Legion?
No. But it's one of those. It matters not. But y'all, they do fundraisers throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell things like roasted chickens and there's something local to that area called turkey stew, which is truthfully, and in fact, I ordered a dozen quarts of it.
My Lord.
Well, it's frozen. The Mother Hat froze it for me. And so I got to pick that up. But then they also sell sweet potatoes. Y'all.
Oh.
Do you want some? And I said, I'll just take a few from one of your boxes. Because, you know, they get a couple 50-pound boxes of them.
Oh, my God.
And y'all, Mother Hat said, well, that simply isn't good enough. So she's bought me a 20-pound box of sweet potatoes. So sweet potatoes incoming, everyone, is what I'm saying.
Don't bring me any. I don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, well, that's going to be an issue because I was planning on giving most of them to you. But
keep on giving.
Right. But yeah.
So it is the season of giving.
So I'm doing that. And then coming back to the Charlestons, and then the Jar and I are going up to the Myrtle Beach for the weekend.
The Dirty Myrtle.
We're going to spend the weekend up there at the Pulse Ultra Club. And seeing some folks, and then, yeah. So,
and that's when you're going to see all Chris.
I guess. He texted and he said, so you two are.
Is it all Chris that's going to be in Las Vegas? Okay.
So yes, all Chris, y'all, he's booked a flight. So he's flying in for a couple of days in Vegas, and he's going on to San Francisco and Vancouver, and you know, one of his trips. Y'all, he's getting the rest of his medallion status in, is what he's doing. But y'all, he's going to stay with us for a couple of days in the Lost Wages.
Nice.
So very exciting to see him. But you know what? I'm also excited about.
What's that?
Well, hello.
A little bit of a delay. You need to tighten that up.
Been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
Oh. All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Mr. Vader just can't get the audio quite right.
It's like a beginning of the week episode of The Mix.
Yeah. Y'all, by the way, I have a lot of concerns about The Mix, but I Daniel says I'm mean to him, so we'll get to that never.
Okay.
But I love Daniel. Y'all, this is the game where Big Fatty gives me the names of famous people, and famous is in quotation marks, born on this day. I tell you if they're dead or alive, and of course I educate you on why you should know them, why the world knows them.
Right. James Naismith.
James Naismith, I believe, is dead. Y'all, James Naismith was the football player. And there's some sort of award named after him, I believe, even.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh.
There is. James Naismith is indeed dead, and he invented basketball.
Basketball. That's it.
And the football helmet.
Ah,
so.
That's what it is.
Ah,
there you go. My helmet is a Naismith brand.
Oh, gotcha. Well, there you go. Bowen Yang.
Bowen Yang is one of Extra Special Chris's best friends. They travel all over the place together, and she's quite lovely. She's alive.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Bowen Yang is indeed alive, and he is a performer and writer on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
He's the gay Gaysian.
No clue. Okay. Because I don't watch the SNL, you know.
Okay. Ray Conniff.
Now, is this Ray Conniff or Ray Conniff Jr.?
Ray Conniff
is dead as a doornail, y'all. Ray Conniff was the quiz program host back in the day.
Ray Conniff is indeed dead, and he was an American band leader and musician. The Ray Conniff Singers all have a wonderful Crema album.
He hosted the Family Feud. Okay.
No.
Move it right along.
No, that was Ray Combs.
Oh.
Jonathan Harris.
Jonathan Harris. Y'all, he is alive. And Jonathan Harris, he's the Broadway actor. And I think he even had a cameo on The Glee.
Oh, yes. Jonathan Harris. Dead as a doornail. He was a character actor and stage actor. And he was Dr. Zachary Smith on Lost in Space. Pain.
Y'all, I think
the pain.
I think the final season of that is out on Netflix.
Is it?
I think so. I need to check.
Well, it's not. It's probably not the one I'm talking about. Do we have time for? Oh no, we don't have time for one more. There you go.
Yeah. Y'all, well, thank you for joining us while we nattered about nothing this week, which is what we're really quite good at.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Well, there's nobody else that works around this place. I can tell you that. I got to do all the goddamn work.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I mention that during the altercation that also was said? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say it?
No.
Oh, okay.
That made it even better. Y'all, what a week. Someone's got to do all the goddamn work around here. So I guess I'll get this posted and out for you, you know.
All right. Well, somebody's got to be. I'm a little gassy.
Shocking.
Shocking indeed. So are you voting on Tuesday?
Y'all, it's a big voting time here. And
it is.
Y'all, there is a... Y'all, the mayoral election for the Upchuck is happening, and you best believe I will be voting in that.
Well, you know who doesn't vote?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Let me rephrase that. This, you know who used to not vote?
Ah. Well, I just assume that now that you can vote from bed, that...
Well, there is that, yes. You know.